found this thing, who knows that everything's right? Who knows that all that's happened now is I've just found this thing? But here's the cool thing. Now, I know I sound childish when I say this, but you need to be like a child. If I go to this book and open it, it says the exact same thing it said before I touched that thing. Not one word changed. So why me touching that thing? Why does that change me and shift gears and become my motivation? It's called natural knowledge. So then I pray, I go to my wife, you know, if I'm thinking like a lot of times I see it go, I tell her what I found and I say, look, and we pray. And there's a sense of worry and fear. We're not expressing that. We're talking Christian. Look, we believe. Praise God. Bless God. And then I tell my two best buddies and tell them, and we already prayed. My wife and I have them anointment with oil and agree and pray. And you say, well, what's wrong with that? Nothing if it's faith. I just don't see it faith most of the time. I see it's fear. Let me just tell you what I did. Not that I want you to follow what I did, but I just want you to catch a principle. Because I refuse to fear. My life's in the hand of God. You're looking at a man that's never going to die. You say, oh, you'll have your day. Yeah. Yeah, you're just not thinking like I'm thinking. I'll say it again. You're looking at a man that's never going to die. There's so much joy in that. I could just stand here and bawl. I'm only holding together for your sake. I mean it. I am never going to die. You can take fear back to hell where it belongs. I'm not going to live there. I'm not going to live there. Dale, I'm not going to live there. Neither are you. I touched that thing, didn't say a word, just kept preaching the gospel and praising God like I do in the shower. I like the shower. Jesus, He's Lord in the shower. I got out of the shower and got dressed and went and preached the same gospel I preach every day and didn't say a word to nobody, didn't even think about it. Because I have this way of submitting to God, resisting the devil. My submission might be different than yours. You're taught to maybe confess and attack that thing. But if your confession and attacking is coming from the motivation of fear, you might as well regroup. You can quote every confession sheet on the planet and quote every scripture in the Bible and you will be left disheartened if your motivation is fear. If you're just trying to get a result through the scriptures, you will be left bankrupt and high and dry, and you will say, why did God fail? Fear is not the motivation of the believer. Belief is the motivation of the believer. I refuse to fear. You ain't going to see it. If you ever see me fear, just kill me, man. I went and I lived my day. I took a shower the next day, and I checked on that thing. And it actually felt bigger to me than it was before. And I went, I'm going to tell you how I prayed. You can think what you think, but I'm just going to tell you how I prayed. I said, you listen to me. I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. Get out of my body. You have no right. You're a trespasser. You are not the will of God. You're exposed through the word of God. I just said a couple things like that. I can't quote any more than that or I'll give you a wrong tip. But I said something like that. I said a few more things, talking right to it. Now you get out of my body and you never be found in me again. In the authority of the name of Jesus, I command you. I kept scrub-a-dub-a-dubbing. Now watch what I did. I preached the gospel and prayed for the sick, did a healing service through the week, two of them. And for 5 days, I didn't check that thing. Didn't touch it, didn't think about it. Now I took a shower. Who was thinking I skipped it? Roxanne, was that you? You were thinking that. I knew somebody. I took a shower. But see, fear tempts you to check that thing and check up on that thing and make sure God's working. Come on, I know how we are. And we have our ways to justify it. Well, I was just seeing how the prayer was working because I know God's faithful, so. We are all messed up sometimes. And we're talking all the right stuff. Oh, God, have mercy on us. To me, I'm at peace. I'm not biting my lip. Oh, my God, I hope I'm not going to die. I hope I'm okay. I hope it ain't worse. You know?